could come next week. A bill pending in California wants to make more rental housing available to tenants who have pets. On Wall Street, the Dow 179 points higher, while the NASDAQ is 148 points lower, and the S&P is off a dozen points. More details at SRNNews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax-advantaged account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes ahead for the weekend as showers will be back on the radar, and we may be near record warmth today, but much cooler air is ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. The record is 89. So widely scattered showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm. Very mild tonight, overnight low in the mid-60s. Some spotty showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow, especially by afternoon, high 84. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, along with much cooler air. Highs only in the 60s, then mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
The House Education Policy Committee has approved a bill that allows public schools to engage or employ a school chaplain. That chaplain must be approved by the Board of Education or the governing body of that school and have a thorough background check completed. The bill is being sponsored by State Representative Mark Gidley. He says that American society has chaplains everywhere, including Congress, the military, hospitals, hospices, and policemen as well as firefighters. Gidley believes that this will benefit teachers and administrators who are on the front lines within society in the classroom. Gidley says his bill does not in any way replace the work of a school counselor. The bill is headed to the House for a full vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A House committee has voted down a bill that was designed to resentence death row inmates. The bill sought to address those who were sentenced to life in prison by a jury, only to have that sentence expanded by a judge to include the death penalty. The ability for a judge to do that was eliminated by state legislation in 2017. The bill was going to be retroactive to about 30 death row cases. Odenville police are searching for a missing teen who ran away from home. 15-year-old Emma Lynn Downey was last seen on Maddox Farm Road on April 12th. The teen was wearing pink pajama pants, a pink shirt, and black shoes. Downey is described as white, 5'2", 105 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join us to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits with a fun summer of baseball at Riverwalk Stadium in 2024. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome to the program.
Okay, right, there you go.
No, look, we were still trying to figure out the reasoning behind no cap.
Sorry.
According to USA Today, because I would not say such things, I did not even know there was such a thing as this, Olivia Munson said back in June of 2023 that no cap means no lie or for real, or as it said sometimes on the Bunny Bust, is one word, frill. Cap is another word for lie. The phrase is rooted in African-American vernacular English, AAVE, which apparently is a real term, or black speech separate from standard English. Apparently another real phrase. As early as the 1900s. Do you remember, Sky, back in the 1900s?
Somewhat. It seems like another universe.
Back in the 1900s,
I was there.
Because I thought, when I read that, I was like, man, that's like, they've been using that for 120, 30 years? Oh, no. In the 1900s is still 1999, right?
That's correct.
To cap meant to brag, exaggerate, or lie about something. As opposed to also in the African-American vernacular English or the black speech, pop a cap in someone's buttocks is different.
I remember that.
That's a different cap.
Really?
That's where I left off about that time.
Did you get shot?
Yeah.
No cap is not the same.
Thank you for making that clear. Now I'll know how to use it when I'm going to use both of those sentences.
That is... funny.
Both of those words in a sentence.
I am serious. No cap. I'm going to cap pop a cap in your butt. Ox.
No cap and pop a cap. Okay.
Can
phrases
you,
to use this weekend, guys.
Yeah, according to the AAVE handbook. Just to let you know that there is such a thing. Who is up first? Make the call, Sky.
Charles the First. He's on topic the most.
Charles the First of Dooney is defending Mike Johnson. Before you start, Charles the First of Dooney, do not forget that we were all very, very excited about Eyepatch McCain early on. What's his name again?
Dan Crenshaw.
Yes. Charles the First, you're up.
Well, thank you, and hello. I'm your best, Allison Scott.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Here's what I'm going to say, and please go look this up. I want to get this exactly correct.
Okay.
What I'm going to reference is I am saying that Mike Johnson is being Joshua in Joshua 9, when the agreement was made with the group that lied. But Joshua went ahead and kept his word and said that was the correct thing to do, is keep your word no matter what the other person does or what occurred. Have you got me there?
What now, if keeping the word is wrong, though? What if he keeps his word, but the word he vowed to keep was wicked? What about that?
Well, hang on just a second. Well, this is what I'm saying Mike is keeping his word about. What I'm saying he's keeping his word about is exactly what I'm saying right now. The January of 1994 trilateral process, which says that if they give up their nukes, Ukraine, that we defend their borders. Now, Britain and France entered this and signed it later, but at this particular day, it says defend borders. Now, if you are Joshua, and Joshua being in the same situation, and you said if you give up your nukes, we defend your borders, we don't get to say, you know, we're having problems on our southern border, and we want to take care of that. Rather than
Charles I, can I ask you a question? I know this is going to be touchy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What about the keeping our word of, hey, look, when the Iron Curtain falls and the Soviet Union dissolves, we will not move the borders of NATO closer to Russia? That word we didn't have to keep. But the Ukrainians, so we get to pick and choose which word we keep depending on what we really want to do.
Well, the thing about it is, if you look at Joshua and what is really, really important about this is he's saying it doesn't make any difference what they did or whatever might have been done. We made this statement to keep our word about this particular thing no matter what.
Let me ask you a question, because I don't know, and I'm very familiar with the story. It's the Gibeonites, I think. And because there's a lot of things that happen in the Bible that they did, which was not the right thing to do. It's part of the story. And unless I'm mistaken, and I could be wrong, I don't remember the lesson being, hey, Joshua kept his word to the people that God said wipe them all out. And then afterwards, I think there's multiple times that God says, hey, boys, I told y'all to wipe all these people out, and you didn't. So I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong. Maybe Joshua did do the right thing. But maybe that story was that even Joshua, just like Moses didn't do exactly what he was told at times, maybe even Joshua didn't fulfill the mission. And maybe Joshua said, hey, look, I'm being really nice, and I've got my WWJD bracelet on, and I shall not lie.
Well, and here's the thing. The persons did lie. They lied to Joshua.
They did.
Joshua said, I kept my word. Now, there isn't any lying about.
No, but you get what I'm saying. I don't know if that's the lesson from the story.
Joshua could have been wrong in the eyes of God for having made the wrong decision or even keeping the decision.
Yes, I guess. Maybe, but I don't know.
In this instance, though, what I'm saying is the trilateral process signed does say we defend. And Russia does lie by invading. You got me?
So if
you're Mike Johnson and you're looking at it from the point of view that we didn't change our treaty, we didn't do anything any different. We said
but Charles
we
I, Charles I of doing it. Yeah. Mike Johnson knew that 2 months ago. He knew that 3 months ago when he said he was against all these things. He knew it 4 months ago when he said he was against these things. So, you see what I'm saying?
That is the fault of Mike Johnson at that particular time, mm-hmm. for whatever reason it might be. But in my view of it, if we as a country say that this is definitely what we're going to do,
the U.S. Senate did not vote on that treaty. I don't believe.
Need to look that up and make sure that it's in force.
Yeah, I think it was
January
one of these presidential. I think it was a presidential agreement.
Process.
Yeah,
But what about the NATO stuff, though?
You get what I'm saying? The NATO agreement was before that, or about the same time, or was it all at the same time?
And don't we always back up to the very beginning and defend our own borders? I mean, first, don't we need our country?
I get your point, though, Charles I, but I don't believe that's what he's doing. I don't believe he's saying I'm defending the good word of America.
But that's why I would say that you would do it. You can't be someone that does not keep your word.
I got you.
You can't go out into the world and give things and not keep what you vowed, what you said, what you signed.
I agree.
That's my point.
I don't disagree with you on that, but I also think you keep your word. If you're going to keep your word all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we did tell NATO and us, we're NATO. You forget all those little European countries. We said we're not going to expand NATO. And we expanded it all the way up basically to the borders. Ukraine's leadership was saying a week or two or a month or two before that they wanted nukes in Ukraine, which is not a part of the deal. So, with all that stuff happening, we got to keep all of our word.
Makes it a new ball game, but up until that point, it's still the same agreement.
And the NATO agreement.
Yeah, as long as the NATO agreement remained where it was, Ukraine did not enter, you're still in your same
But Charles, you're missing the point. We said we wouldn't expand NATO, not just expanding NATO into Ukraine, is expanding NATO all the way across Europe to border Russia all the way around. That's what we've been doing for the last 30 years. After we said we would not do that, Ukraine was the final straw. Ukraine wasn't the only straw.
But that was our decision, not Ukraine.
I just think you're assuming static conditions, and the world we live in is very dynamic, and things change. And even in Scripture, you know, God said he would save mankind, and he did it, but he had to kind of change up the plan, so he put Noah on a boat, you know, because it got so wicked that he still kept his word. But we don't live in this world of constants.
Right.
And things, I mean, why would you keep...
We've got to remain constant. And unless we change that agreement and we sign it in some other way, or there is a major default that allows what would be the difference to occur, you keep your word about what you signed and you said that you would do.
I know, but okay, last time I asked this, why does it not matter that we said we would not expand NATO towards Russia? And we did.
That matters
over and over.
It matters greatly, but it doesn't deter the fact that we said we would defend the borders of Ukraine with a signed agreement. That doesn't mean Ukraine did anything to change that. It doesn't mean that we didn't say, oh, whoops, if we have these little problems, we're not going to do this anymore. If this changes a little bit, that has nothing necessarily to do with you and your decisions, then, you know,
The difference I look at it is all these happenings are really the United States.
True.
It's not really about Ukraine. It's about the word of the United States. And we have a history of not keeping our word, which causes other people to react differently. But I get your point, Charles. We'll just agree to disagree on the minutiae.
And thanks to everybody for hearing me out.
You got it, man. Absolutely. That's what this show's about. Let's go to, who is up next? Guy, I can't see. Is it Eric or Randall?
Let's go to Eric Dog. Yeah, that's what we're
doing. Eric the Dog. Right? Welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. Hey, look, I think everybody just needs to relax with this whole Johnson thing. He's just living up to his namesake. I mean, we're up to him. That's enough said about that.
But you never
deep
mind.
Deep thoughts with Eric the Dog. Well, you know,
I would have expected more.
Well, you clearly don't ever listen to me. Oh, you mean from him? Me too.
Yes.
Yep.
In politics, I guess if you ain't lying, you ain't trying. I mean, how else are you supposed to take money from people who hate you and then represent people that you're supposed to, you know, represent? I guess if there's enough zeros, I probably have a price. I just ain't never seen it. Because I'd sell y'all out in a second.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, buddy.
Adios.
Randall wants to weigh in on the Bible on the other side.
But we have Becky Garrett calling in.
Oh, yeah, we
so
we
what do we do?
Let's get Randall started then, real quick, while we got a minute. Go ahead.
All right, we got a minute. Randall, welcome to the program.
Randall's not going to take the opportunity. He can call back later. Okay. That's all right.
Randall.
I'm thinking Randall's going to say...
Randall in a minute anyway. That's impossible.
I think he's going with the, we can't trust the Bible. It's not the same as it was.
Randall would never say that.
And it's been manipulated by men to give us...
Oh, not that one.
I think that's what we're going to go with. Okay. That's what he's going to say.
That's door number one.
Even though that's door number one. Even though we have all the manuscripts. We have the old manuscripts.
It's the most validated book in the world.
Correct. Randall would never.
We'll just have to wait and find out.
Right. Becky Garrett's up on the other side. What are we talking about?
This horrible...
Oh, the legislature stuff. Gosh.
Innovation districts.
Oh, I've
sounds
got
them. Wonderful,
I'm for it.
Doesn't
it? Sounds really good. Innovate districts. We'll be back.
See how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES 350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ 450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517774, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA202314, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Rubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Earn $25 to $30 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Trustworthy Electric is now hiring full-time electrical techs with paid vacation, holiday, and sick days, free medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k and profit-sharing programs, home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, I'm Dawn Sexton with Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville. I've been advertising now with Blue Water Broadcasting for a while, and it has greatly increased our referrals. We're glad we can help people get increased mobility to love their life again. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. Thanks.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really have.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget to check our friends out over at 1819news.com. They are your citizen-supported truth teller, telling you the good things, the bad things, the ugly things, what is going on in the state of Alabama. 1819news.com. While you're over there, consider supporting the work they do. And our next guest...
Hold on.
He's choked up about it, Becky. Becky.
Do you want me to...
Dang.
Daniel, just saying, Becky,
you got me choked up. The anticipation was more than I can take. Becky Gerritsen from Eagle Forum, who, in my opinion, has given the best summary or trying to explain what this new piece of legislation is in the Alabama legislature. It has to do with, what y'all say, innovation districts?
Yes.
It sounds like something you'd get at Disney World, you know what I'm saying? Go to Disney World's new innovation district. It's awesome. It's a museum for children. It is one of the, I don't want to say scary, but sketchy might be the word. The sketchiest things the legislature has come up with in a long time. Becky, welcome to the program, and thank you for taking time with us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Yes,
really,
ma'am.
I appreciate you guys. So this is a package of bills. It's not just one bill, but it is right out of the World Economic Forum, UN's plans, Plan 2030. I think that's what's scary about it.
Well, we won't have to worry about World Economic Forum stuff because we have a ruby red state with a supermajority of Republican legislators, and they would never... be for some World Economic Forum, UN agenda, you know, Plan 2030 kind of stuff, Becky Gerritsen?
Well, how I wish that were true. But we have the proof in front of us with this package of bills where they want to take away legislative authority, give it to a private corporation to be able to spend taxes however they want, to be able to give incentives, pick winners and losers. It is really centralized economic planning, just completely removing the legislature out of the way.
How can
we're all just scratching our heads like, you're kidding me, right?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand, is how can our Republican, supposedly Republican leadership and legislators, I mean, they have people carrying these bills. It's like they spread it out perfectly. I feel like every legislator has some bill that's part of this deal that they're passing. This is the opposite, in my opinion. I call it socialism light. I'm not even sure if it's light, but this is the opposite of free market capitalism, in my opinion. How are we for this? And where is the pressure coming from? Is this just some great idea that Governor Ivey and the legislature came up with?
Well, that's a really great question, and that's one of the questions we would love to have answered. We have heard the sponsors of these bills talk about how the bill was handed to them. This bill was handed to me. I was so excited about it. It sounded so good, and now I think we jumped too fast. Vivian figures, even the Democrat was, you know, stated, recorded in a committee hearing saying that. And
where, Becky, where is Alvin Holmes when we need him? Where is Alvin Holmes to say, who gave you this bill?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're all wanting to know. We know BCA and the governor's office, they had a press conference about this new package of bills at the end of March. And so we know from the business side, that's where they're coming from. But who, there are bills like this across the country, not necessarily to this extent, not this big. A lot of these innovation districts, they're happening in smaller areas in different states. And they're kind of doing it like as an experiment. They're taking Detroit or they're taking, you know, some cities that they're trying this out. But these bills are basically making our whole state go in for this. Like, we are going in gangbusters. It really is shocking.
It's because the international people or the national people who are pushing this legislation, I'm going to be honest with you, Becky, they think that the Alabama legislature is dumb enough to do it whole hog. So just go ahead and get that whole state. They're all idiots. Just tell them it's for business. Tell them it's for economic development. And they will do whatever. And that's just kind of how it works here. They literally think, and probably for good reason, that our folks won't read it, won't think about it, won't contemplate it. If the right people are for it and the right people hand us the legislation, we will pass it and do it as a whole state. And that's just the honest truth.
Yeah, and well, it is packaged in a way that sounds wonderful. And Alabama is in a great position to have all this really good manufacturing going on and all of these, you know, jobs for people. Mm-hmm. And we need to get more people working. So people get excited about the thought of being able to be innovative and really bump up our workforce. But there's so much, when you look at the details of these bills, we really are moving away from a legislative body and voting. And, you know, the regular Joe out there, you're not getting a tax break on your house.
No.
But they're going to create housing for these companies coming in, and they're not going to have to pay taxes on this. Like, how fair is this? This just doesn't make sense. I think when people really look at it, it just doesn't make sense. And Eagle Forum is just trying to say, guys, let's talk about this. You're ramming this through so fast. And maybe if it didn't have the World Economic Forum and UN handprints on it, and I'm not saying that they are the ones that gave it to these legislators. But when you look at what is happening globally, they're stepping right into this. And it's just very alarming. It's just, we need to slow it down and we need to talk about it.
Well, there's a lot of people beginning to question the economic incentive packages that the state enters into. Mm-hmm. And one way to keep those things out of the news is try to push it down to the local level. And what's funny about the local level is the local level is the one that says they're always broke. Mm-hmm. So these places that are always broke are going to enter into these agreements and partnerships, and then they're going to decide Amy Beth gets a deal, but Allison doesn't get a deal. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I know we got to go to a break. Becky, can you stick with us? Okay, so if you go to innovatealabama.org and read the overview, let me tell you what the overview is.
Okay.
This is Alabama's first statewide public-private partnership focused on entrepreneurship, technology, and innovation. Innovate Alabama implements programs and policies that support Alabama's innovation ecosystem. That is some globalist
hello, Marxism.
Stuff, and it's terrifying.
We'll be back.
Did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail.
You shouldn't pick at your toes.
Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails.
Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist.
Yeah, Shannon. Our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions.
If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist.
Call today for an appointment at 265-7585.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Being here with Just Blinds in Prattville, and we've got the blinds and we've got the shades. At Just Blinds, we've got roller shades, banded shades, honeycomb shades, woven shades, fabric shades, and solar shades. And while we've got all the latest and greatest in shades, don't forget Just Blinds in Prattville is also your trusted source for shutters, draperies, and of course, blinds. At Just Blinds, we're more than just blinds. Visit our showroom in Prattville or browse our online showroom by visiting GoJustBlinds.com.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes ahead for the weekend as showers will be back on the radar, and we may be near record warmth today, but much cooler air is ahead. Today's high in the upper 80s. The record is 89. So widely scattered showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm. Very mild tonight, overnight low in the mid-60s. Some spotty showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow, especially by afternoon, high 84. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, along with much cooler air. Highs only in the 60s, then mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. We are back, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver's here. Allison Sinclair is here. What a day. What a bunch of topics.
Man, I feel very accomplished, and it's only 10:40.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm proud of us.
You think it was the pastries?
I think it's the pastries.
It was the patisserie. Thank you, Abs.
Very good Pop-Tarts.
Man, those things are good. It was... I wish my husband could have seen the inside of Bandit today. We'd like to come here for coffee.
I don't know about the chocolate cream mixed with jelly.
That was weird.
The Cruffin?
Yes.
We can offer them... look, it was just so big and tall.
I think they made up a name, and you were the sucker.
Scott.
Because one of the new employees accidentally put the ingredients together, and they're like, who are we going to sell this to?
It was a croissant and a muffin.
That Abs lady's coming.
There's like five of them, and I said, this... It's so tall and beautiful with chocolate. I have to buy it.
It was really good, though.
Along with many other things.
You did. You brought a whole box full for somebody who's always dieting and exercising.
I do.
Yeah.
Try it some days. And other days, I fail.
Hey, Becky's still on the line.
Well, and I have a question for Becky. Becky, thank you for coming on with us today, because we've heard rumblings of this. We've had friends who have posted about it. Your piece in 1819 is extremely helpful.
I saw what you did there.
But you see, that was good, wasn't it? I'm kidding. But what about this statement? I don't know if you've seen this statement from John Wall about this legislative package. Do you have any thoughts or comments about that?
What did John Wall say?
Well,
he's the chairman of the Republican Party.
He's the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and he talks about one of the hallmarks of the Republican Party is supporting sound economic policies that help our communities and citizens succeed. It's no secret that over the last few years, workforce development, aka communism, has been one of the biggest issues facing states across the country. So he goes on from there, talks about California, a minimum wage. But then he says, this is odd to me, because this is a public-private partnership. The answer isn't bigger government. It's putting policies in place that prioritize people. We need to respect the free market. But is this a free market? And provide young people with a pathway to a successful career, whether they go to college or not. And it goes on from there. And I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around what he's saying, and then bumping that up against this package of bills that make the county king, remove taxes, and give them basically the freedom to do what they want. I don't understand it. Can you help me understand it?
Well, no, I can't help you understand it because I don't understand it either. And what this is, getting government to give freebies to these different, to these incentive packages, these different companies. This is not the role of government. Let the free market work and take the taxes. It won't take all these taxes off.
Hey, Becky, we're losing you bad. Can you
did you go to stand on your or Bluetooth, Becky?
Stand on your left foot and hold your right arm up.
Yeah. I'm in the same spot.
That sounds better.
We're good.
It's okay. The NSA is listening. It's fine. No, you're good.
Okay. So anyway, I don't know the answer to that, because this government picking winners and losers, giving tax breaks to companies, and then being so proud that something is doing so well. I wish they would give us this tax break so that they could watch us do well too. That's how the free market.
I think that's the key, Becky, and you're breaking up a little bit, but I think the real key for Alabamians to understand is these economic incentive packages and these sorts of plans allows bureaucrats, elected officials, and in some cases unelected officials to decide which businesses get help and which businesses don't. And they cover it up by saying, well, this is supporting the free market. Well, just because you're supporting businesses does not make it supporting the free market. You're actually undermining the free market when you're deciding, well, this business gets help, gets money, and that business doesn't. Mm. And we know from the history of the government in general, the government is horrible at speculating what's going to be big in the future and what's not. Mm-hmm. And they lose millions of dollars investing in this company that ends up going under after it spent fortunes and people made fortunes. And I think we just, as a people in Alabama, need to understand that they're gaslighting us when they say these economic incentive plans are for supporting the free market. It's not. It's for supporting certain people's businesses. And I agree with what Becky's saying is, if these things actually work, hey, let's reduce taxes, let's make these things cheaper, let's make it so businesses can thrive, then do it for everyone. Mm-hmm. This whole idea exactly. of, oh, we can do it for this one little group over here, and it's great, it's awesome, it's just going to create jobs, it's wonderful. Well, then do it for everybody and make the whole state a booming economy. But that's not what they want to do.
No, and then those companies end up becoming part of government. You know, it's
yes.
they are so bought in and have been given so much money that's where you see fascism. That's the government running these businesses.
Yeah, I agree. Even going way back, I was like, look, if we're going to, and I get it, and I've agreed before that getting Mercedes to come was huge for the state of Alabama. Huge. But we just need to build a greenhouse where all the plants in the greenhouse flourish.
Amen.
Instead of just watering and fertilizing this one little tomato plant over here and taking care of it and spending your resources, let everybody flourish. And that's what Alabamians should be asking for.
Right.
Becky, what totally do we need agree. To do as Alabamians? What do we need to read to really learn up on this? Because it's been bizarre to me that there's so many legislators that I respect and really trust, and John Wall, you know, the same. I really appreciate John Wall for so many things, but I saw this statement and I was like, this is just weird.
Yeah,
and I don't sense. Get it. And so I kind of wonder, like, what am I missing? But what do I need to learn about this? Where do we go to really educate ourselves? And then what can we do? Do we need to talk to our county managers, our county commission? Who is really over these districts that we can talk to and discuss? You know, what does this look like on a practical level?
Yeah, well, I think really the best thing to do, and no one's going to want to do this, so we kind of do it for you, is read through the bill and see what the fine print says. And I think so many legislators have signed on to them and haven't even read them yet. That's really the starting point, and we'll try to get out more information as we read through them. I know Alabama Policy Institute has been reading through them and has been writing on a pet. I think they have 4 bills that they've written on recently, and that's a great place to start also.
Yeah. Well, very good. Becky, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
Becky Garrettson from Alabama's Eagle Forum. Where can you can find them at?
AlabamaEagle.org.
AlabamaEagle.org. Very good. It's really, really frustrating that these kinds of things on this kind of scale come through. But let's remember again, the history of the Republican Party, and we talk about this some, and yes, the modern Republican Party is supposed to be the home of the patriots, the folks who believe in the founding fathers, the Constitution, smaller government, the whole nine yards. That's what, you know, they sell it to us. But the Republican Party was founded on basically mercantilism. We'll use the taxes, use the government to do the projects we want to do and to enrich the people we want to enrich. And by helping these businesses, they'll provide their raggedy multitudes with jobs and everything will be wonderful. Mm. So I would argue that the party is doing its foundational goals. We just kind of don't realize that's what it was. Now, I thought it had changed from that. But that is where it was.
I don't like it.
Back when it started.
There you go. Because when you start talking about students and giving those that go to college and those that don't, I picture some like assembly line with all of our kids lined up and they just like stamp, stamp.
Well,
you're
just,
going
look,
here.
Look,
you
just,
go to shoot A and you go to shoot
yeah.
B. And
well, they look at the algorithm-generated, AI-generated list that says, you text about this, you look at this website, you are a bad person, you don't get a job, you're a leftist, you get a job.
I don't like it.
We'll be back.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung. young at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. Is $2,953 for 1,000 financed. MSRP, $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $3,638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995. Expires 4/30/24.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Question of the day is what?
I wonder what happened to the liver.
Okay.
Do you think it arrived safely and is inserted
still
into
quivering?
I hope that Dixter made it with the liver.
We ever get photos, Scott?
I did not see the photos.
You know,
that may be,
my mother-in-law and husband are safe drivers. I should tell them that that could be, like when Chris retires, he could deliver livers and such.
Deliver livers.
Yes. That's a great idea.
Delivery.
He sent no pictures or anything.
I did not get a picture.
Life was saved.
It probably was.
By Dexter.
Probably was.
And his dog and his wife and his cooler and his cab. Sounds like a country music song.
I was delivering a liver when I saw her.
And it was a quiver.
Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you're well.
As long as I get one of them livers, I'm going to be fine, bro. I promise. Man, just think, yeah, that song is, I mean, you can just think about the song, though, for real. Like, his wife could have been an alcoholic, and then if she was about to die, he goes to the Alabama prison, picks up, I like how y'all going down this road about social media, and I mean, a little bit, you touched on it, so I want to kind of go back to some where y'all was at. And,
okay.
The new word, y'all was talking about caps and all that earlier. Because you probably don't know if y'all heard Face Card, but that's it's been out probably about 8 years now, digitally, underground music. Now they're letting the white man letting it come out to the regular music, and they're getting ready to get it for the new credit score to go away, and everybody's going to be hollering, my Face Card good, my Face Card good. And
Randall. Face Par.
Yeah. No, Face Card. Like, my Face Card good anywhere I go. Any hood, my Face Card. So, I'm going to borrow money on my face. You know, I don't care. Ain't nobody else going to be able to say I can't borrow money no more. That's what these words, man, they put this stuff in music to train our minds to think like this. Like, Face Card is coming. You'll be hearing about 5 years.
Okay. I got Face Card. I can identify with this. It says Face Card is a social media slang term that means someone is so beautiful or attractive that they get anything they want. Like an unlimited credit card. And I have lived this very torturous life.
Scott, we bring you gifts every single day.
I know.
Cashews, Pop-Tarts.
That's what we make coffee for you. That's what the Face Card does for me. I mean, if I was ugly, y'all wouldn't do it for me. But it just happens.
It's the glasses.
The ladies at Hardee's, they just give me stuff for free.
They even know your biscuits out of hearts.
That's true.
Y'all
I think they do. Don't tell anybody that they do that. I'm sorry, Randall.
No. It's your show. What are you talking about? I'm sorry for calling. But y'all start looking into some mushroom coffee. I think you need to kind of graduate away and start leaning towards stuff that we got to get back to the herbs and hugging trees. That is no lie. Because they are, and looking at the sun. They got everybody in the world thinking looking at the sun is a bad thing. I will give you $1,000 right now. You put me 10 eye doctors in a hat. You draw out a name, and if for a month, if you can, you stay in the sun for a month, and if you get sick, and at the end, that man says that it's bad for your eyes, and not no burning because you use the muscles you never used before in your eyes. That's why they burn. It's because your muscles in your eyes are burning. And if he says it hurts you, I'll give you $1,000, and I'll do it again. I'm on that. We got to stop letting these folks lie to us. And cap was, it came really to fruition back when the Montgomery Mall was hot. They stopped letting people wear caps in clubs because of games, and people would pull it off and be like, man, you big lie. You know, he don't look nothing like they look in a picture. You know what I mean? This is before really social media took over. It'd be the same way, like, you cap in. You just put, you know what I mean? You take your hat off. It was, bro, I'm one of them.
Randall, Randall, are you telling me that no cap came from the Montgomery Mall?
No, not exactly. From that
Dirty
era.
Okay,
that
okay.
No, I love that place.
That era.
Let's go.
But, I got you.
Are you about to cut me out? And then Shaft is over. Y'all keep that because of the social media stuff. But I want to get to, and Barbara, your husband paid me to say it. And said you are Barbie today, not Barbara.
Barbie. I got you. I hear you, Randall. Thanks, buddy. We got to take a break.